Hey, advocates, welcome to another episode of The Big Boys from the Silence Voices of MST. I'm your host, Rachel Smith, as always. I'm going to bring you the top MST news stories, and you might see a special guest popped his head up. He is Pokey, he's my boyfriend's dog, and we're Thunder Buddies today. So let's bring you the first story. So this is something that I've actually wanted to talk about, and it is how MST is actually just a symptom of a much larger problem, which is the toxic nature of the military at large, whether you're in the Air Force or the Marine Corps or whatever. But basically, what is going on is that many things that happen in the armed forces is from a white male gaze. And that leads to a lot of unsavory situations. So the first article that I have found and read this week that was actually very interesting was about how some people are not safe in certain duty stations. Basically, in this article, a spouse named Shalina Critchlow explains what it was like for her family when her husband got stationed in Alabama and they were told not to stop while driving between Alabama and another location. And it was because he was Black and their children were kids of color, and there are many parts of the South that are still dangerous for service members that look like me. So that's a reality that a lot of service members face that isn't really considered when you PCS. I can say an example from my family. We were stationed in Germany, and my mom was very passionate about travel, so she took my dad and our family all of these places, but when they would do the safety briefings prior to going to these places, they would say, do your best not to stand out. We were in Germany. How are we not going to stand out? Right? So it's things like that where the thought is not really put there. And that is something that is a part of the culture that needs to change. There needs to be extra thought about how may this affects someone that doesn't look like. Okay, so our next article, I know I keep bringing this up, but I think that it's very important because Major General Stewart is facing a court-martial for many alleged acts of sexual violence and also for being like drunk or having consumed alcohol prior to flying, and a number of other things. There was an inappropriate relationship in there, I believe. But all of these generals have come down to be selected for the jury, and a lot of them were actually weeded out. So they actually ran out of eligible generals to be a part of his jury, and that's this whole situation is unheard of. And if you go back to a previous episode, I tell you that I'm actually very shocked that the Secretary of the Air Force made the correct decision. Well, correct in my opinion, probably not in General Stewart's, but he made the decision to make him face a court-martial. What would typically happen if a Flag officer or, you know, general officer got caught doing something like this, usually it would be a quiet retirement and he would just kind of be shuffled away because they wouldn't want the media to get a hold of it. But since MST is finally, well, I don't want to say finally, but since right now MST is a big topic in the media because of things like Operation Fault Anchor and with Vanessa Guillen's passing in 2020, people are starting to pay attention to these things of, oh, okay, these high-ranking people are not being held accountable. I think that this is still something that we need to pay attention to so that these people know that we are watching. We see every move they're making when it comes to something like this. I think that if he's not given an actual trial that takes his rank out of it and considers just the facts of what happened, which that apparently there's plenty of evidence of, that's what needs to happen. So this trial, I would say, is crucial for setting a precedent of we are going to do the correct thing and adjudicate people not based on their rank, but based on what they've done. Another story that I found this week that was actually pretty troubling was that from Fort Campbell, this PFC, that's private first class. So private first class, I believe. I don't want to say I was shocked, but it was interesting to me because it wasn't typical. It's an army private. Her name's Whitney Shepherd. She's 34 years old, and she was charged with having explicit images and videos of children and other soldiers. She took these pictures without their consent while she was stationed in Germany. She's also been charged with things like child sexual assault. And then there's other forms of sexual abuse that she's been charged with. I think it's important to highlight something like this because it's not just one demographic doing this. MST can be committed by anyone, and anyone can be a victim of it. It doesn't matter your age, your rank, your race, or I don't know, even if you're like the biggest, buffest guy out there, like this could still potentially happen to you. It's just, to me, a reminder that no one's safe from this, really. Like, you could just be in the wrong place at the wrong time. Like, it sounds like some of these children were, where, they're probably going on about being kids and unknowingly being photographed. And from what I understand, about this case is that those pictures were sold. She has pleaded not guilty, but this is one of the few female perpetrator-related court martials. Not to say that they don't happen, but it's just much less common. Even though this is a much less common case, this is somebody that needs to have their feet held to the fire, in my opinion. This is unacceptable no matter who does it, and we just need to protect our service members and especially their children. Being a military kid is hard. Take it from a former military kid. Moving so much is hard, trying to make new friends. And then having something like this on top of that, that is very traumatic and damaging because it destroys your ability to trust. If I were to put myself in these kids' shoes, when I was a kid, people in uniform represented safety to me. So people in uniform represented safety. So when it came to something extremely traumatic happening to me from someone in uniform, my whole worldview was shattered. My whole identity was gone. She has pleaded not guilty, and she's requested a jury trial. It's just something that we're going to keep an eye on. Again, we are watching to see how the powers that be handle something like this, because a wrong is a wrong, no matter who commits that wrong. Our final story of this one, it made my blood run cold, but there is a brigadier general, so that's a one star. He was retired, but apparently he's been arrested for alleged child sex crimes, which so apparent or this is Pokey, he's part of the you're a good boy, huh, bud? According to the county jail records, he was booked to jail for a continuous abuse of a child, and this child was under the age of 14. This, to me, is someone I would think if they are a one-star general and they've gotten as far as retiring, this I wouldn't be able to believe that this would be the first time. To me, that's somebody that's probably gotten away with it numerous times, and this was the time they got caught. Allegedly, since I was not there and I don't really know the ins and outs of what happened, but to me, if someone's abusing a child, being a survivor of childhood sexual trauma, it's not the first time they've done it. So from what I have understood from these several news stories that I've read about it, the account of what he has done to this child that was under 14 was very, very disturbing. Again, that just shows the need for accountability. So this is a retired general. We have a current general. And then if you look back into the news, a few years ago, there was another general that was actually, I think he was relieved of duty for sexual abuse related stuff. There are the news stories that caught my eye this week of numerous stories. I only have so much time to, make these short videos about the MST news, but I will put the links to them in the show notes and the credits to the authors. But it's just something that we really need to pay attention to. I do think that these headlines kind of slip under the rug because when there is a big scandal, something like Operation Felt Anchor, there are a lot of things that go unnoticed. For example, last week, I didn't know there was a young soldier that was found dead in her home, and I want to say that was at Fort, not Cavazos, maybe Liberty. They're still trying to figure out any leads and suspects, and they're asking people to call in if they have any information. These kind of things fly under the radar when there's a big scandal. It's just a reminder. Each and every survivor on this show can tell you that there's so much more going on than just what makes the headlines. That's the big voice for Saturday, June 22nd. I'm glad that you got to meet Pokey. He and I are gonna go eat some ice cream because we're both pretty scared of thunder. I want to encourage you to come forward when you're ready because your voice is a weapon in this fight against MST. We'll see you next time with the new episode. We'll be talking to a guest that's done her thesis on MST, and she has a wealth of knowledge about it. She's also a victim advocate, and I'm very, very excited to introduce you to her. Yeah, if you didn't notice, I got my signature box braids back. So, less time I have to spend on my hair, the more time I can spend on informing you guys what's up. Another thing I wanted to remind you as well before I go is that our Facebook group is live. It's called the Advocates of MST. And if you are a survivor or you want to learn how to support a survivor or you're already an advocate, maybe this hasn't happened to you or someone you love, but it's something that you are concerned about, join the group. And if you happen to be a subject matter expert or someone that works in or or owns a support organization, please, please, please join. We are trying to grow exponentially so that we can start our activism. As of today, we have 12 members so far, but that 12 can easily become 36, and that 36 can become 64. And that's what we're looking for. Another thing I wanted to mention was that, what else did I want to mention, Pogi? Our blog is pretty active now. I'm trying to write at least 3 blog posts a week. One of them will be introducing a podcast guest, and another one will be about these stories for the big voice. And then I want to try and write a personal one each week as well, just about healing, because yeah, I'm not at the end of mine. Every day is progress. Today I met some amazing women, and that is actually big news for the podcast. I'm very excited to share it with you when we get there. The blog, I think, is also going to be a great resource. I am adding listicles as well and lots of resources. A lot of it will also come from the conversations that we have in the Advocates group. Please join. We are working on a lot of new things, and this is going to be a big year for us. I know it's already June, almost July, but lots of great things are coming. So, till the next episode, I'll see you. Bye. You got your 15 minutes of fame there, Popes.
Remember, our voices are weapons in the fight against MST. Stay connected, share your story, and join our fight to end military sexual trauma for good. Until next time, thanks for listening to the Silence Voices of MST.